When the legislature passed Truth in Sentencing in 2000, it was designed to make sure that offenders serve the full length of their sentence, instead of becoming eligible for parole after serving two-thirds of their sentence. But the lawyer for 25-year-old Kevin Thomas says the current system unfairly forces some offenders to serve longer periods of parole. Michael Kaiser says Thomas is being forced to serve both 2 years of parole for a forgery conviction in 1999 and more than 10 years of what is now called extended supervision for a burglary conviction that occurred under Truth in Sentencing.
You're going to have Mr. Thomas on extended supervision, not for the 8 years that the court imposed. He's going to be on extended supervision, I did the math last night, over 13 years.
The Department of Corrections estimates there are hundreds of offenders who face the same kind of dilemma. Chief Justice Shirley Abramson says this case calls into question what the stated aims of Truth in Sentencing really are. She says legislators claimed it would eliminate parole.
And it was sold, I think, on the concept that extended supervision is more restrictive and tougher than parole. It's now, as my understanding, that the Department of Corrections view they're really the same under a different name, and a rose is a rose is a rose.
The court is being asked to decide whether parole and extended supervision should be served concurrently or consecutively. A decision is expected in the spring. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.